It's a night of it's quite a difficult, it's a it's been the hardest sugyas in halacha. Josh, so we'll try tonight and tomorrow night goes the chef, and then we will move on from ribbis. But we'll try to try and say explain it as clearly as possible, as clearly as I possibly have it. Okay, so Simon Dama. Fifth Zion, is it? That's fifth Zion.
Yeah.
Okay, so also Liknas Tfuah, Ashar Mois. We mentioned this a little bit yesterday, but you're not allowed to buy grain or any other anything else how do we, what's the contemporary way to say it? Akdamas Mois means I guess prepayment. You're not allowed to prepay. But she eats unless it's rule of half month. Maybe he's going to give you the two after a while. If Hashem and Shem paying time to Siakar because we're afraid that perhaps in the interim the tour is going to go up. Afakach was not she eats unless it's two at the time he's going to be on the tour. Nimtzalakeach and Opa Yosef Mishir Ma'aseh, and there you see that the Mekeach is going to take more than what he paid for. The Shvi'a Shalik the Mesemais, and the reason why he's getting it so cheap. Because he prepaid. I mean, for example, just to bring in something contemporary, let's say somebody knew that the bird flu was going to be in the future, right? So a few months ago, he decided he's going to pay for eggs to be delivered in March for Pesach, but he's going to pay the going rate of a few months ago, which is half the price or whatever it is. So that's because it's going to be paid later. So essentially, they're giving it into the cheaper price from a few months ago because he's prepaid. So essentially, what the guy did was he lent the egg seller money, and that's how he's getting for the super price. So therefore, it's considerable. Can you hear me clear enough? Sorry, is there any too much background?
We hear no, we don't hear background, but you're definitely on. You're on your parts. You sound a little farther away, but we hear you. We don't hear the background. I don't hear the background.
Okay, fine. But if the guy, the meicher has the grain right now, right? And like eggs, they're not going to hatch until much later. Even though he's not going to be giving the grain to the purchaser until after a while, it's supposed to. Because what a person owns now, Yochel Limker al Fida Bezol, how do we fit its own? Meaning somebody who has things to sell right now can do he can sell to anything for whatever price he wants. Right? So therefore, I think he could sell for whatever price he wants. So I can decide to take money now and I have the product right now and I can give it to you now for as cheap as it is. Even if the grain is not, or the wheat is not completely finished, meaning it needs to go through processing. If it needs two or three melachas to be done, then it's looked at as if it's the work is complete, the wheat is complete, the flour is complete, and it's mutter with no ribbis. But if it needs three melachas to be done, then meaning in order for it to become edible, let's say it needs to still be cut. And it still needs to be winnowed, and it needs to be threshed, or whatever it is. Then it would be osif. I am a simashav. So this is where there's a heter. The next, so now Yud Zayin is going to give a heter a way to prepay for something. And let's say the price is set. It's a set price for grain, meaning the grain's price doesn't fluctuate. You also look at but damas mois kufi hashar, then you can. Then you're allowed to. If it's a set price, then you're allowed to do it. Even though the micro doesn't get any, even though micro doesn't have any of the products. Because even if the gets goes up the price, then the lekeach is not going to profit with any pays. He could always buy, meaning if the price is set. And just because he prepays doesn't mean anything because he can always buy it at this time for this price. Now the pasuk beheter, and after he once he decided on a price beheter, meaning again, let's say it was a few months ago, And the guy had all the eggs, and he says, "I'm buying all the eggs from you now." And the eggs had a steady price. So there was nothing, he was gaining nothing by prepaying. Obviously, shouldn't see how, but then the egg prices go up. So now he's benefiting, right? With the payment, he doesn't want to give him his tools the then he could evaluate it and see how much it's worth on other products. You can give him money that what it's worth now. I am the future shall day, the same sable shall mishwitz and the combined test, the fine haste, the cotton base, the reason way too much because of the phenomenon, all the time. But this whole thing is a big much like this. If the price, and then again, he buys it at a set price, and then the price goes up, so the seller doesn't want to give it. So these are very complicated. Your test, initiation is spiral. Somebody has product, so it's sold in one place for cheap. And someplace else, it's sold, it's too expensive. And his friend tells him, "Give me your product. I'm going to bring it to the more expensive place. Let's say anything that's sold in America is cheaper than if you sell it in Eretz Yisrael." So the guy says to him, "Give me all your stuff. I'm going to bring it to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to sell it there. And I'm going to use that money that I'm going to get for selling your product. The and when I'm going to pay you back, if you must sell your shabbosham, I'm paying support for it over there. After I sell it back, all the expenses that it cost me to sell your product." Right? So, meaning basically what it's saying is that you can sell it in America. You can sell it for $500. And then it's sold for $1,000. So then what he tells him, he tells the guy that's going to sell, he says, I'm gonna take it there and I'm gonna sell it for $1,000. He says, "When I come back, I'm gonna give you the $1,000. Find it's whatever it costs you to sell it. Right? But he's gonna have usage of the money until he gets back." So that usage of the money would be a ribbis. So it depends. If the responsibility of the product that's being sold is on the purchaser, I mean, it's on the reseller who's selling it. So, an example, then it's the responsibility is on the purchaser, then it is mutter. That's only if he gives the lekeach the money for his work, which is that gets into in the halachas of Hatar Iskra, where you have to make sure you pay the guy for the work that he does. Most of the hobbits are going to cook dinner. We can swear all you need. You're allowed to lend somebody 100 dinars, but he can buy for him products from the flea market. But see, I mean, it's again, he lends him 100 dinars, but he should buy the products from the flea market. But the shoe on the base, when he comes home, he can wear a poof, didn't bother. He's going to give him back 120. So there's a ribbis of 20. But if actually you cover the malvah, and that's as long as the malvah is cover the spirit, the product. You get in front of the base, and to bring it to his house, and we are priced to get a malvah, but there's a responsibility of who's supposed to watch the product is on the lender. Because it's as if he has a profit from the actual merchandise. However, in the title of the price, because the bottom line is he's using the title of price for me. Right? So since the lender's taking a price, so therefore he's it's not considered like he's benefiting from anything. But Reuben tried with the working supreme instead of bizarre. Reuben went that way to the guy's story of bizarre. The offer shouldn't have known him. Some of the same, how about we smile and show him the smile from me? But I mean, they're going to tell us about that. They're going to give you so much profit for much that they apply as a smile on Ruben. As long as they are smiles and the smiles on Ruben, I'm not sure why should they shimmer until they give what they're giving. I mean, again, it's an extension of what you just said, where it's depending on who the responsibility is, that's what it'll take, whether it be ribbons or not. It's mutter to add to the rent of a land. So the guy rents it, housing before the guy rents, and two things that's excuse in the yard. If you pay me the rent right away for the year, I rent it something, you drill in the summer. I'm charging you 10 for the year, right? The year is 12 months. He tells me, you pay me all your rent at the beginning of the year, then it's then I'll charge you only 10. Then to sell and leave the top writers, and if you pay month by month, keeping it by top writers, and then I'm going to charge you one rent. So basically, because he pays every month, guys may have to be paying two. So then it is mutter. Now, Thomas, and the reason is Mishun to Mitzara Din, if the reason is because of the Din, Scooters, and the Mikalinas, all of a sudden. And this sort of sounds like rivers, right? He's supposed to, if he prepays, he pays 10. He's going to pay every month, he has to pay 12 for the whole year. So he's paying extra. Right? So, but he's saying that's not the problem. Because Scooters, in Halacha, you only, in America, you pay rent on the first year of the month, it seems. In Halacha, the rent gets paid at the end. Every question, they tell him that it's all the whole purpose. So when he takes gold from it every month, probably pays Zehuvim. So when it, then it's 12 Zehuvim, Ainzah Sky Hamtana Samois, so then that's not Sky for holding on to the money. No? So they ain't a free to sell and go to Mukdam because she's not free to pay early. So since she's not free to pay early, it's not considered a responsibility. And that's the place. Yeah, so because again, he's not, since you're not mekuyev to pay, you can't call it ribbis. So ain't mekuyev le'lashal v'muktam, you can't pay it early. And this that he says, if you pay me right away, it's 10. Meaning, if he's not happy with him prepaying, so then why is he being meichel the two? So the reason is, so it sounds like he's being meichel because he's lending him money, right? Again, you have the landlord. The landlord is saying, if you pay me the whole year at the beginning of the year, then I'm gonna discount your rent by 20%, which is essentially what's going on here. So how come that's not Rivis, right? He's lending him money because he really doesn't have to pay rent for 10 months, for 12 months in advance. He can pay month by month. So by giving him the discount, it's Rivis because he's essentially borrowing money. So the kids are saying, no, that's not the case, because really rent is not meant to be paid till the end of the year. So then why is he giving him a discount? So all it is a mechila. That is mutter. Right. Okay, again, these halachas are very complicated at what when one thing is mutter, when it's not mutter. Like we mentioned yesterday, the most common example is prepaying for day camps, and meaning is that called lending them money and you're getting it cheaper? But only in rental and karka it's mutter. Because the karka is you acquire karka right away, all right? So therefore, it's like rent. But to add it onto the to a worker who's working for you, also means that then it's also the hainosh im. Let's say a guy rents a worker. So yasalim malachte. Basically, let's say for Pesach. Right now it's 2 months before Pesach, give or take, and I'm hiring a worker for Pesach, and I tell him I'm going to pay him after zman. And I'm going to pay him today for what he's going to do in Pesach. Pay him a malacha before he even starts a malacha. B'shvil ze. Meaning basically the guy says, you pay me now for work I'm going to do for you on Pesach, I'm going to charge you less. So that's ribis. That's also the human dog pile ain't a mishtabe. Since the pile doesn't have to do the work now, it's like a loan. He's basically borrowing money now and he's going to pay him back with the work on Pesach, and he's going to charge him less. But if the pile goes and starts working right away, then even if he doesn't start finish the work until much later, then he is allowed to pay him earlier. He can prepay the workers on the condition that he's going to do it cheaper. The kivan sheyasa miyad b'melacha, since he's starting his melacha right away, havalei schiros v'loy halva, then it's considered a rental and not a halva. Meaning, I'm sorry, it's not a schiros, not a rental. It's considered a paycheck and not a loan. So basically, for the worker, if he starts the work right away, then it's considered like a working for him, and he decided to, there's no loan here. He decided to pay him early and he's going to give him cheaper. There's no loan. But if he's not starting to work for a couple of months, then it's considered a loan. Okay, I apologize if this is not so clear, but I'm trying. I'm sorry also if it's not so clear. I'm just in the middle of a party. All right, everybody should have a fine night, and it should be matzliach.
Shkoyach, and Hashem, Hashem, and Leah.